Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Karen Gelman from the British Columbia Cancer Agency at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. To begin, I asked her about the recently presented data from the Phase 3 MONARCH 2 study evaluating abemaciclib in metastatic breast cancer.
The MONARCH 2 study is an interesting study. We've had two different CDK4/6 inhibitors that have been studied, palbociclib and ribociclib, but this was about abemaciclib. It was in combination with fulvestrant. One of the interesting things is many of the patients in that study had had prior treatment, so they weren't first-line patients, as were in the palbociclib and the ribociclib studies. Abemaciclib did show that it was really beneficial in increasing progression-free survival for those patients who had the combination of abemaciclib and fulvestrant. It was also very well tolerated. Although diarrhea was a concern in previous studies, in this study, particularly when they did a modification of dose, patients really tolerated the abemaciclib well. As well, they came in early with antidiarrheals for those patients that had problems. So compared to the other two CDK4/6 inhibitors, which have neutropenia as a problem, this had a different toxicity pattern and was well tolerated.
This also was a different schedule.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's also of interest. With the CDK4/6 inhibitors that have been studied in the past, there's been a 3-week on, 1-week off type of schedule. And with the abemaciclib, it's a 4-week continuous schedule. There's some preclinical work that's of interest that suggests that targeting the CDK4/6 target continuously may be more effective. And indeed, in Canada, we're doing a study looking at that with palbociclib. So the abemaciclib was interesting in that it was a continuous schedule and did show efficacy, which is important. So why is that important? First of all, for the patient, it might be more easy to take a drug continuously than remembering to be on 3 weeks and off 1 week. It might add to compliance, because for patients, again, if it's a simpler schedule, then it might add to compliance, and it might add to efficacy. The other thing is when you have an on-off schedule, sometimes toxicities can come on and off, whereas in a continuous schedule, patients get adjusted to that toxicity. So I think the MONARCH study was of interest. We previously, a year ago, had seen MONARCH as a single agent in heavily pretreated patients. And seeing this MONARCH study in combination with fulvestrant, I think is interesting. So another CDK4/6 inhibitor, a different toxicity, a different schedule, and really good efficacy in previously treated patients.